Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're here one more day with a special guest we've had all week long, Bill Presbridge, who's a good friend of mine, a member of our parish here in town in Ann Arbor in Christ the King. If you haven't had a chance to tune into the program this week, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The program is there. You can listen to it anytime, night or day, or just come to avemariaradio.net as well. Welcome back, Bill.
Thanks, Sabir.
Yeah, what a fun week it's been for me anyway so far. I hope it's been good for you. But we left off yesterday. You talked about your career, aspects of your career, and the integration of your faith as a disciple and as a Catholic in that business world. Really good stuff there. But then you retired again a second time.
I did.
Yeah, so then, but your life is quite full now. Why don't you talk about that transition into retirement and the way you're serving the church? Pretty amazing, really.
Yeah. Great. Thanks, Peter. Yeah, not too many people get a chance to retire twice. So I failed the first time. But anyway, so yeah, after I retired, I took about 3 months to pray, which isn't a long time to pray about something like that. But I before I committed to the next thing, whatever it might be, I just really wanted to put it before the Lord and see how he might guide me. And I felt like he made it pretty clear that, you know, to take the bit of leadership experience and knowledge that I had and poured into other Catholic leaders. I thought that's what he was telling me. And so that was 8 years ago, and that's basically what I've been doing since then. It's taken a couple of different forms. Started off with my own parish, Christ the King, talking to Father Ed one day, and he said, Bill, our parish has become inwardly focused, you know, and we have a great parish, came out of the charismatic renewal. You know, a lot of people know the Lord, love the Lord, tend to be big families, good families, all of that. But what Father Ed had noticed was, you know, over time, some of that initial zeal for people being on fire for the Lord, talking about with other people, all that sort of stuff had sort of died down. And he was concerned about that. And so we went to a couple conferences that summer, 2017, and we learned about what it would look like for a parish to be on mission. And some of those principles really struck a chord with Father Ed and I. And so out of that, we formed a leadership team at Christ the King. And leadership teams, as I was mentioning yesterday, not very common in churches, but that Father Ed would gather around him a group of people that he really trusted, that loved him, loved the church, loved our vision, where we're trying to go. Prayerful people, and that people that would own the mission with Father Ed, that we'd actually be co-responsible for the parish with him. He was always in charge, but he would actually lead out of a team, that he would really expect us to be there with him and to take co-responsibility for the parish. And then from that, we launched a number of things. And if Father Ed were here, he would say, that took a huge burden off of his shoulders. He didn't feel like he had to be responsible for everything, which is paralyzing in many ways. And Father Ed is like all other pastors I know. He's got some amazing gifts, but he's got other areas where he really doesn't have gifts.
Yeah.
And so having a group of people around him that complement what he's doing makes an enormous difference. And so we launched our leadership team. We launched Alpha that year. Which I mentioned last time, it's a 11-week course for people to come and that don't really know the Lord, have not really experienced that, and to be able to come and in the context of relationships, to be able to hear the message, to be able to ask their questions, to have a really good time and to form some really deep relationships with the people there. And as a result of it, many people come to know the Lord through Alpha, and that's something that we hadn't done at Christ the King previously. And we did some other things too. So as part of that, we got a coach from an organization called Divine Renovation. Some of you will know it, but it's basically an organization around parish renewal. It was formed by Father James Malin, a man who's very gifted in this area. And he inherited three parishes that had been consolidated into one, and they built a new building. And when they greeted Father Malin, they said, all the work's done. You know, we basically consolidated these parishes, we built a new building, and you're here just now, and you can keep going. And he said, thought for half a second, he said, you know, I think the work is just beginning. Because if we keep doing church like we've done in the past, then what happened to those three churches that we just had to close, that's going to happen to this church a few years down the road.
Yeah, having a new building doesn't solve the fundamental problem of the decline that was going on. That's very common in different parts of the world for the church facing that very dynamic.
Yep. So his journey, he ended up writing a letter to the bishop, what he wanted to do, but basically three keys of divine renovation, and they were applicable to Christ the King. So I'll just bring them up. So just the primacy of evangelization. The church actually exists to evangelize, to do mission. And many churches, they're more inwardly focused, and that's just not something that they do. And if it happens, you know, they expect the clergy to do it. It's not part of the laity in terms of the way they're thinking. So the primacy of evangelization is one of the keys of divine renovation, which is parish renewal. Second one is the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. Earlier this week, we talked about without the Holy Spirit, we can do nothing. There's no, we have no power. And so it's the Spirit that brings salvation, that sends us on mission, and you just need to be open to hearing and to the leading of the Holy Spirit. So that's the second key of parish renewal. And then the last one is the best of leadership. And so that is around, if anything's going to happen in the church, it has to be led, you know, with grace, with the Holy Spirit, but it takes strong leaders.
Yeah, if your culture is going in the wrong direction, you're not going to turn it around without good leaders who are on the same page, one mind, one heart.
Yep. Right. Yep. And they have a leadership team and a diversity of gifts, and they set off and they're going. So we're able to take those principles to Christ the King, and it really did have the effect, Alpha and some of these other things, of really sort of making our parish more outwardly focused, and it's made a big difference for our parish.
Yeah, it was being a member of the parish, you know, you could see it. You could say we had the internal life of the parish was very strong.
Yes.
And it was like you're saying, so many families, you know, that, I mean, that church attendance, I heard at one point, was almost like 90% every week, like 90% of the parishioners go to Mass. Right. We've got almost 40, I think this year, we had our 39th or 40th young man ordained for just from our parish, which is really, we have 24/7 adoration and things like that. So there's wonderful stuff, but then the Lord does not want us to forget about, like you're saying, the church exists to evangelize. Paul VI said it's our deepest identity, which is to take the good news to people who don't know it, right, not just to strengthen those who have it in that kind of way. I mean, we're bringing it to our kids, but also we're meant to reach out far beyond that. Yes. Now, you mentioned something before we began the show, Bill, about halftime. You used the phrase halftime. So you're done with your career track, but a lot of people just retire. And then occasionally they help out here and there, but you saw something different. And halftime was a way of you grasping it. And you've been super fruitful, you guys, as a result.
Yeah, that's great. I'm glad you brought me back to that. It wasn't just the 3 months of discerning, you know, and praying, but it was actually reading a book called Halftime and attending an institute called Halftime. And it's a good mentality. You know, it's like when people retire these days because we're longer lived, it really represents like the halftime of their life. It's not, they still have a long ways to go. And a lot of people don't prepare well for retirement. Some people think that when they retire, they will just retire to the golf course. But what happens is they're bored after about 6 months. They need more than that, just the way that we're wired as humans. And so halftime is I love it. It's from, little catchphrase is from success to significance. And so for business people like myself, the first half of my life or half of my career was around building a business and building a family. But it was based more or less around myself. You know, it was like building something. But the second half of your life, it's the time to give back. And I just think that's a great mentality. And that's the significance part. Mm-hmm. So it's like doing things that are really important that you weren't able to do maybe in the first half of your life. And so, so that was the mentality. So giving back for me, like I've said, is, you know, discerning is like pouring into other people these leadership experience and knowledge that I have to help them become better leaders. So it's like seeing fruit grow in other people's trees as opposed to in my own tree. So that was the mentality.
Yeah, and it's like you found a mission field. The Lord showed it to you, and you actually did something that's really helpful but also stuff you love to do.
It is.
That's you know, and you're really good at it. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. And it involves some stretching. I mean, actually I have to learn how to listen and things like that, yeah. which I didn't have to quite do as much when I was leading a company.
Yeah.
But yeah, it continued to grow and then being able to get to know these leaders. So I end up coaching pastors and some bishops now, leaders of not-for-profits, ministry leaders and others, but really getting to know them at a deep level, really understanding what it is that they're trying to do, and then helping to accompany them as they set out, and then seeing some real fruit in their life. It's a real joy.
How does this phase, you know, a lot of people say, okay, my husband, let's say the wife, my husband worked great like crazy for 40 years,
right.
and now it's our time,
right.
or my time, maybe, right. you know what I mean?
Right.
I know that's a little bit of a part of it too, to it kind is. Of bring your spouse into the story of the next phase.
Yes.
And how does that unfold in your own lives together?
Right.
Yeah, it's probably an ongoing thing.
It's a right? yeah. You make a really great point. Now in many ways it's your wife's, especially if for Cindy. So I'm coming into a life of now of significance, and she looked at me and she goes, my whole life has been significant.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Raising kids, pouring into me, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like, you know, in a sense, it's her turn. And so I love one of the leaders of Halftime says, I have a Linda day. Just go to breakfast. We do things together, but it's oriented towards things that she actually enjoys. So Cindy and I don't have a day, but we do have a morning. So we have a date morning on Friday mornings, and it's the time when we're the best. I'm not as good at night, so it's the best time for her. We'll go out for breakfast, and then many times we'll do shopping, which I generally don't like doing. We'll do gardening. We'll do kind of things that are
She loves to garden. She's got a huge garden.
She does.
Yes.
So it's a key part of Halftime. And now it's an opportunity to give back to your spouse. So.
Yeah, you know, one of the things too, I've been the beneficiary, as many people have too, of how open your family life is and how generous you as a couple have been from so many different organizations and people in the church, outside the church, you know, have come to your house and been supported and have meetings at your house, and you guys serve in such a generous way. It's beautiful, but you can't do that if you're not living in the kingdom. You know what I mean? The way you describe the conversion story. This is all about the Lord. Maybe you could, we only have a minute left. Just share your fundamental motive for all of it, really, as we end the week. Yeah. Or anything you'd like to share to our listeners.
No, that's appreciate that. Yeah. I mean, to God be all the glory. You know, I just remember, the lonely, depressed college student that I never would have dreamed that it would work out like this. And the dreams that we often have, if we're not in the Lord, wealthier, power, what all that stuff looks like. Having the family, that large family, that we all get along with each other, that we all love each other, kind of relationship I have with my wife. You know, we're able to invite people over and host people for things. I mean, it's just such a blessing. So
yeah. Well, Bill, thank you so much. It's been a wonderful, wonderful week. And brothers and sisters, it is a blessing. And it really begins with each and every one of us just giving our whole heart to the Lord and giving the Lord the keys and living the journey that he has for each one of us, because he loves us so much. Have a blessed weekend. Hope you can join me next week. God bless.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.